Okay.
Sorry that somebody was late, so need to get going. If you would please, any electronic devices, turn on mute or off. First item is roll call.
Commissioner Lopez?
Excused.
Commissioner Geary?
Excused.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Here.
Commissioner Miller?
Here.
And Commissioner Christopher?
Present.
Okay. Well, good. Welcome, everybody. The commission has Joan.
I'm looking at Ricky.
Okay, well, hold on. The commission has an announcement to make that Commissioner Karen Taggart is no longer with the commission, and we thank her for her 11 years of service. I wish her the best in the future. We have another announcement that we have a new commissioner. Bobby Williams is the new commissioner.
Miller.
And he's in District 1.
Okay.
This is Lake Isabella. And I talked about Lake here about a week and a half ago. A lot of experience. And he's got quite a network of people that he knows. And so I'd like him to maybe give us a little bit of information about him. And he said he would be happy to do that. Hopefully his microphone's working.
Hello, I'm Robbie Miller. My name is Ryan, SOS Dog Rescue, and I'm one of the co-founders of Current Safe. And we work with from county to Bakersfield City and all kinds of different rescues to bring resources to low-income areas in Kern County. I started in about 2014. With Marley's Mutts. I went to Oklahoma for a little while and worked at a sanctuary, came back to Marley's Mutts, then started my own dog rescue. Right now we're really just focusing on spay and neuter. We do between 6 to 8 clinics a month, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, he also had some great success with the city. I think that maybe they'd be interested in hearing about that story. If you want to take a minute.
The city cut funding for mobile spay and neuter for this year, 2025-26. And I challenged them with a $100,000 match to match it with me, and Current Safe and SOS and a bunch of people worked together, and they met us on the match. So now city residents have spay and neuter. County is a lot more fortunate. There's a lot more funding for spay and neuter, but when it comes to city, it was a much needed win for the animals. Bakersfield.
Well, it wasn't quite that easy. He had to go to city council meeting after city council meeting. He's making it sound really easy. It wasn't easy. And I don't think they didn't want to do it, but they kind of made it hard for him to get the money. But he said, you know, basically he said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here for every meeting until you, you know, do what you promised. And that was to match his $100,000. And they finally did.
Yeah. And we just started in November, so.
Yeah. This month?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't apologize. I called him Robbie Williams. I have a very close family friend. His name is Robbie Williams. And
that's close.
And he doesn't go by Robert. He goes by Robbie. He doesn't go by Robert. He goes by Robbie. So it's an easy mistake to make. But anyway, Miller is his last name. And welcome.
Thank you.
And we're going to enjoy having him here. I think he's going to help us a lot. So. Let's see. Approval of summary of proceedings. Everybody got the email. I did. Doesn't matter. As long as when we have
time.
You read it. So what I need is you all can
approve the summary
vote for it, because I can't vote on it.
Yeah.
He's
allowed to
make a motion to approve
it.
And you need to make a motion to second? Okay, all in favor?
Second.
All right. Thank you very much. Next item is the consent agenda. There's quite a few on here. And I wasn't told, but I assume these both are addressed, right, Nick?
Correct.
Okay. So if anybody wants to pull them up of consent and talk about it, you can. Otherwise, I need a motion to receive and file.
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
Okay. A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes, plus maybe a little extra tonight. So, table one, all right.
Thank you. Up here. Terry Kahn, 93561. I was just wondering if we could get an update on the new facility and have any of milestones that we can look forward to. So that was the only thing I had.
Oh, okay. Joe, ask your turn to talk.
Oh, I thought he's going to answer her.
I'll get a moment up there.
You want to, is it? Anybody else
on the table? I think what I need to, wanted to talk about that he's probably going to announce during the stuff.
Well, but we never probably, I mean,
from the top.
Okay, you don't want to go? Okay. Then I'll move on to table two.
I'll go.
She needs no introduction.
Sorry, I should have gone that way. Michelle Peters. 93309. Since we have a new commissioner who I associate with as a volunteer for Kern Save Animal Coalition, saving animals from euthanasia, I do a lot of the canvassing. I get it in, you know, have a relationship with the Bakersfield School District to get it on Parent Square. It depends on whether a principal is going to approve it. So, the days of printing out thousands of flyers to distribute to the students' backpacks has now turned digital, which makes everything really easy and cool. But a new one came up today because Jen from SOS Dog Rescue and Kern Safe, a lot of affiliate with the SNIT Bus, the Mobile Spay Neuter Clinic, has been getting a lot of cats and small dogs to come into the clinics, but not a lot of people with larger dogs have been filling in. So she made a specific flyer that I posted at BC, at Bakersfield College. I went and got it approved this morning, and they directed me with a map on where the bulletin boards, where these specific flyers can go, which was very interesting because I haven't walked BC's campus for 15 years. And in fact, when I was studying geology, my picture was on a bulletin board out there, and it's still there. And I was shocked that they have not removed this glass enclosed geology, I mean, this was 15, 16, 17
geology
years ago.
Geology moves very slowly. Huh?
Yeah, it does. That's probably why they're still there, and I love it. Anywho, it was cool. Hope people see them, and that's my little Kern Safe announcement. And since Terry had a question about something, I was thinking, I know there was probably not going to be any update, but this is my questioning of whether there is any movement on those ordinances that I had my hands in like 7 years ago. That's a question. I feel like I know the answer, so that's it. Thank you. Bye.
That's a very good question. Okay. Second table. Anybody? No? Okay. Last table. Okay. Seeing none, we'll come back to the head table. Staff announcements or reports. Director Culkin, please.
Good evening, everybody. Nick Cullen, Director of Kern County Animal Services. I don't have any updates on the ordinances.
Okay.
Anything to report right now. I think the last I brought it up, it was just one of those things where there was a new CAO, and I was trying to get an audience with the new CAO. There's also one new board member.
Mm-hmm.
a special election at some point, or an election at some point soon, so there might be another board member. So it's on my shoulders to get an audience and kind of make a case for it to be considered again.
Okay.
Yes, I have some interesting news. I was contacted on Friday by a gentleman named Mr. Wells. Mr. Wells said he is hauling in a disaster response trailer from the American Kennel Clubs Reunite program. And he said that he would like to deliver this large piece of equipment. And we set up a time, and he said, you don't accept deliveries on the weekends, do you? I said, no, not really. He said, how about Monday? And I said, sure. And so I came in Monday morning and waited all day for Mr. Wells and called him and got no answer. 5 o'clock comes rolling around and I head on out. And I was confused, you know. And then later that night, one of my staff texted me, oh, I forgot to tell you, somebody showed up on Sunday and delivered a...
Oh my God.
A disaster relief trailer. So Mr. Wells probably had a schedule that he was trying to keep. And he just stopped by on Sunday, caught somebody who happened to be there, and said, hey, can I just drop this
thing
off? They allowed it to. So it was there the whole time. I did two interviews today about it on the local news. So it'll be out there in the airwaves. I think California has it too. So we received the trailer. That's our second trailer from the Reunite program. Right now, Animal Services has a few different functions in the county of Kern. Not only do we operate two animal shelters, contract with another animal shelter, and have field services, but we're also responsible for responding to natural disasters. And I answered this question several times today. What that means is that if a natural disaster hits, which in Kern County goes off in fire, and you have to evacuate your home, you're going to go to usually an evacuation shelter that's set up by the Red Cross. And we know that a lot of folks who can't take their pets with them will choose to stay home. And so we go out and we set up an emergency animal shelter that's adjacent to the Red Cross shelter. This way people can evacuate with their animals. And so it takes a lot of supplies to do that. And this trailer that was donated from Reunite is going to be located in East Kern County. So the first trailer that we received is located. We took it out to Levec. It's at the Fraser Ground Park High School. And we have this trailer that's going to go into East Kern. We just haven't figured out a location just yet, because we have the CCAT people, Central California Animal Disaster Team, that's located in Tehachapi. So if I have a disaster that strikes somewhere west of Tehachapi, or maybe even somewhat east, then I have CCAT teams that I can rely on. But I don't have anything out in like Rosamond, Mojave, Edwards, Boron, that type of area. So my goal is to stash this trailer somewhere out in that area so that if we have to respond, we can do that. And then we also have the KRV, the Kern River Valley, that we have supplies at the Kern River Valley Animal Shelter. So this trailer is going to help us respond to disasters a lot faster, especially the ones that are in remote kind of outlying areas in the county. New facility. So the new facility, I think I gave an update maybe a month or two ago, but not much has changed. So the county purchased the property. They have a design. They paid an architect to create a design. Actually, that design was created probably 7 or 8 years ago, and it hasn't changed much other than the capacity. So at this point, we have a cost. The cost has been estimated at $58 million, and the county has appropriated, which means they have the money set aside for it. They have $49 million set aside for this project. That's liquid assets that they have to cover the cost of the facility. And then the remaining, whatever the cost will be, is going to be financed. So the funding is there to build the facility. The site is purchased, the land is purchased, the site is designed, and every 2 weeks now we meet with the construction manager because there's been a team that's been hired to manage the project, the construction management team, and I meet with them every 2 weeks, and we talk about there's milestones. I've never had to be in a project this big before, so the minutiae of the details of each step that needs to be taken and decision that needs to be made about signage and ingress and egress and easements, and it's a lot.
You need to get your curves, curves.
And so all of that is what's being determined right now. And actually the only holdup that we have moving further down the road is that there is another request for request for an RFP that's gone out to hire the bridging architect. So that's the person that's going to come in and be the go-between between the department, the construction management team, the bridging architect. So he's going to make sure that he can bring the design to fruition and communicate that. So it's this whole long process, but the best part of that news is that there's no question about how the county's going to pay for it, that the money's already there. Although, personally, I'll still believe it when I see it, but it looks like it's going to happen. I did want to touch on mega adoption, even though it's not technically in this period, in October. But on November 8th, we had our 7th annual mega adoption event. And I think I saw Gary there, Gina was there, Robbie was there, all three of you were there. A couple of you here in this room were there. Very good event. We approximated about 2,000 people that came through. So far, 72 adoptions that happened. We're still waiting for a couple other agencies to submit their adoption total, but it was a good day. And we're just now starting to think about next year. So, and then the last thing before I get to the director's report that I wanted to touch on is that I swear I mentioned this, but somebody told me I didn't. So we have been working with the Kern Behavioral Health and Recovery Services Department to develop a program that can be targeted towards supporting people that are homeless or experiencing homelessness that also own meds. And so, I think what we've come to understand is that very often folks that are experiencing homelessness may have a harder time getting resources that are available to them than they have now. And so that means that if there are shelters, some of those shelters may not accept them because they have an app. And so what the intent of our program with BHRS, Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, is to try to meet the needs of those clients and maybe communicate with the agencies that offer services to knock down some of the barriers to them accepting clients with pets. And so we've been working that program for about 3 months now. I don't have any statistics for you just yet, but our team, we have two animal control officers who are dedicated to this team for this portion of the week. They're going out to encampments, they're bringing things like dog food, leashes, shoes, apparel. They're communicating with the clients to find out what they do need for their animal, all with the intent of getting them to go to the shelters to get resources for their animals, because there's a belief that if they go to the shelter to get resources for their animal, that they might get resources for themselves, and that might create a path to recovery. And so just trying to use their animal as leverage to maybe get them to reintegrate to society. So we just started that program. We actually put a name on it, but none of us like it. It's called Supporting Pets of Homeless People, SPHP. What we have started to do now is that we've identified that there are spay and neuter needs, and then, believe it or not, a lot of folks in the homeless community are open to the idea of spaying and neutering their animals. And so we have really one of our first entirely targeted to homeless folks, spay-neuter clinic. And it's at the Rio. It's a homeless shelter. And 52 animals that belong to the people experiencing homeless epidemics. We did that. It's in the report here. And we have two more clinics. We have two more clinics this month. One at a facility on 6th Street, which is a homeless center. And then we have one at the city's Low Barrier Navigation Center, which is just a fancy name for a homeless shelter on Brundage, East Brundage. So you'll probably hear me talking about this program a bit more. Last month, maybe it was this month, we did a wellness clinic for some of the folks who are experiencing homelessness and have animals at the M Street Navigation Center. Probably about 40 animals were treated for just common cuts, scrapes, wounds. They were vaccinated, rabies vaccines, some few nail trims, just to try to develop a rapport with some of the folks and their animals. And the whole idea is just to use their animal as leverage to potentially get them into the shelter. So that's something that I hadn't really talked about before. But at the commission meetings, you're probably hearing talk about it a little more often. Getting into the director's report, the two things I want to point out. First and foremost, if you look at page number 4, I just want to give a shout out to the gentleman who created this document. If you notice on page 4, the Halloween adoptions, you see, can I count on you?
Can I count on you?
And then help, the shelter is out of space.
It's very good.
Mr. Creative.
And I can tell you that he had a few more puns that he wanted to include in some of those advertisements, but they were vetoed by me. As always, our team is out in the community every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday, bringing adoptable dogs to the community. And we're not just doing it here in Bakersfield. You'll see on page 5, we've been in Mojave. We went to Rosamond, there's a Starbucks in Rosamond. We were at the Gold Rush Days in Mojave. And we're all over Bakersfield and all over Kern County, just trying to bring adoptable dogs to the people rather than waiting for the people to come to the adoptable dogs. Did want to touch on page 10, which is the spay neuter clinics. You'll see that October 30th date is that was the homeless shelter clinic, 52 animals that were offered there. We were in Boron in Mojave this month, or last month. Total of 381 animals were sterilized thanks to the partnerships that we maintain with the SNF Bus and SOS Dog Rescue and the funding that's been appropriated by the county. And then moving along to page number 15, which talks about the commercial animal facility calls. Just wanted to bring attention to that it seems like it's a forgotten fact that there are laws that that govern breeding in Kern County, the breeding of dogs. And we do permit facilities that breed dogs. In the month of October, we either investigated or examined 22 different breeders or people that are reported to be breeding. So it's just a part of what we do. It's something that I guess gets forgotten. But there are laws, and we do have a team that focuses their attention on trying to enforce those laws. I did want to also mention in October we had an opportunity to take some dogs over to the Cesar Millan Foundation. Cesar Millan has a training facility, and at that training facility he's training the trainer, and so they need dogs to train the trainer. And why not get those dogs from rescues and shelters? And so on October 6th, 18 of our dogs that were currently in foster went out to Susan Milan. They spent about a week there, and then they came back exhausted. That was fun. So that was a good opportunity to participate in, and we're hoping that we'll get a chance to do it again. We had our rescue team did fabulous in October. They arranged for 70 dogs just the weekend of October 18th and 19th to leave to rescue partners. If you get a chance to check out some of our stories on our social media pages and YouTube channels, there's some really good stories of some animals, especially some stories recently. Beckett is a good story. That's on page 23. If you see a dog on our site named Buckethead, it's usually because it had a bucket on it. It happens more frequently than you might imagine. Page 25 is a new development. So it's been a project we've been working on for a bit, but we have built and installed a microchip scanning station outside of the food belt facility. So all that means is that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you find a stray dog and you want to find out if it has a microchip on it, you can drive down to the Fruitvale Animal Shelter, read the instructions on the sign, scan the animal, and potentially reunite that animal with the owner without our involvement. So that's an important piece of equipment that we hope gets a lot. And my staff tells me that people are using it all the time, so it's a good piece of equipment to have available to the community. And with that, that concludes the director's report. Can I answer any questions?
Okay. Commissioner?
I'm curious about the microchip scan station. I think it's a great idea, but being in rescue as long as I have, I know sometimes it can be like pulling teeth to get information about the owner unless you are a certified rescue. So I'm just curious how the public is getting this owner information out of the microchip.
Commissioner Christopher, through the chair, on the sign, it's a website, and that website provides probably more information than you can possibly get out of a phone call. But things have changed a little bit, at least for us, in dealing with some of those microchip companies. None of the folks that have used the service seem to have had a problem. But I think the majority of it is online now.
Okay. But they're giving it out. So yes. If I lose my dog, it's scanned. Somebody will actually get my phone number or something and be able to contact me and say, hey, I got your dog.
I think depending on the microchip and depending on the company, they have different policies on which information they'll give to you as a finder. And I think you, as an owner, also have some influence on what information gets released and what does not.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Miller. Okay. Since you mentioned the mega adoption event, how many were adopted with the county?
29.
Okay, excellent.
All dogs, too. No cats.
Yeah, we didn't bring any cats.
Yeah. I didn't see any.
I was the only one that had cats. And we did 12.
Oh, excellent. Okay, welcome to the public. First table, any questions for Director Cullen?
Next year, please let us know that you're doing that ahead of time so we can come back out again. The Beatings Club, we used to come out and set up a little area and raffle off a free obedience class and stuff. But you haven't called us in a couple of years.
Yeah, you're talking about mega adoption?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we like to come out and let people know, help them if they have problems with training problems. And where did you get the stuff for this, the scan station?
Which stuff?
The sign and all that, because I've seen it in other states and it's identical, so I didn't know. It was discussed at my last delegates meeting, so I didn't know if there's someone that's pushing this. Or.
So, like most things in animal welfare, it's stolen. We stole the idea from somebody else. But one of the benefits of making contacts in animal welfare is some of the agencies that we had seen that did this we had their contact information, so we reached out to them and said, hey, how did you get this done? Where did you get it back? It's a website that we ordered the sign on, you know, tell us what you wanted to say. They fabricated it, mailed it to you, and then we had County General Services do the installation.
Because I just saw the identical thing down in Florida, but it's in a park, and I'm like, I don't know how safe that is, but it's stuck in the park. It won't work here.
Anything else from table one? Okay, how about table two?
I have a suggestion.
Michelle, go ahead.
This might have been floated for your, hold on, SPHP, supporting pets and homeless people. Maybe if you call it supporting pets and unhoused people, you could call it SPUP. And that's way cooler than SPHP.
S-pup.
And that, SPUP.
Sup.
I may have had that as a name for
I feel like you probably would have that, out, just in case you hadn't. That's all. That's all. Thanks.
Is that it? Okay. Anybody else in table two? No? Table three. Okay, so we have a question from Commissioner Miller.
That's not what it's
When do you think you'll be going out next time to do like that at the navigation centers? That's a really great idea. Like, when do you guys have plans for your next one to get out there to do the pets?
December 2nd.
Awesome.
At the Rio?
No, I think Commissioner Miller is talking about the wellness.
Yeah.
December 2nd will be there.
I think it's probably one of the most important needs in the community right now, especially, you know, just simple ear infections and stuff like that, you know, costs hundreds of dollars in that we don't have the funding for it.
Yeah, I'm personally of the belief that the majority of the animals that are being produced in our community are produced by folks that have a home and a job. Accidental for the most part. But I don't know if I could put a number on it, but I never had assumed or thought that the unhoused population was contributing largely to the pet population. And since we started this program, I realize it's probably not true, that they are contributing more than maybe what we know. It's not anywhere near what it is to the, you know, 450,000 people that live in unincorporated Kern County, but it's a lot. We're just learning more about how many facilities offer housing and how many facilities offer housing to people with pets. And we went to one facility and they had about 200 dogs. Every room was full and many of the clients had 2, 3, or 4, 15 animals in the room. So we're just really starting to get an idea of how many unhoused have dogs and how those animals are proliferating. So it's an interesting area to get into and really just try to develop some solutions to that problem.
Okay, so at this point, thank you very much for the report. We need a motion to receive and file the report.
I motion.
Okay,
give me a
second.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Commissioner announcements or reports. On their own initiative, commissioners may make an announcement or a report on their own activities. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff, or take action to have a staff place a matter of business on a future agenda. So basically, it's what we did as commissioners last month. Started with Commissioner Christopher. She's got a lot, and you've got a lot.
That's so much BB, same old stuff, different day.
That's okay.
Cats. I have calling about 30 up to Selma tomorrow to get fixed. Lots of people, you know, don't have the money, and I don't care. So, you know, I say, okay, just pay me back. I'm working on females because, of course, they're the worst. But, yeah. So I got two cars going, and it's going to be fun because it's going to be raining. So,
no, it's not.
In the morning it will be.
Okay, it's still
there. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So it should be a good drive back. But Ricky and I will make the trek with about 22 cats in the back of my car, And I finally got an appointment with Curtis without waivers, thank God. And still just kind of looking to get what I can get done until I vacate the earth on in March. And we're working in the engineering phase of our home. I have to put up flooring, light fixtures, and stuff for my house. So I'm really excited about that. So just trying to get everybody fixed that I can until in February, and then
okay.
It has been an absolute pleasure serving on this commission. I'm not sure if I'm going to be replaced prior to me leaving, if Supervisor Parlay is going to find a replacement prior to, but since we're going to be dark probably next month,
yeah,
this might be it.
It's been a pleasure to be here. It's been interesting. It's been
so fun. Can you repeat that?
What? Be dark?
Your term is up. Is that what you said?
No. I will be resigning in
you're
February.
You're resigning. Oh, is that
I'm
right?
Not replaced.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're moving to?
Arizona.
Oh, that's right.
Northern Arizona.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Okay. Well, of course, we'll see you in January, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Unless somebody else has somebody else.
Okay.
We'll see.
Mr. Miller, this guy is busy all the time. We're going to start having a lot of things to talk about during this segment of the meeting going forward. I talked on the phone for an hour. We're going to talk for probably 2 or 3 hours. So can you give us this cross-section of some of the things you've done?
Yeah. Actually, something I'm working on right now that I didn't know was so complicated. When Nick in KCAS was at Cesar Millan's facility, SOS was there too. And one of my dogs ended up meeting somebody from the Netherlands. And she met the dog at Caesar's and fell in love with it. And then she went back home to the Netherlands and she sent me a message and I was like, you should have told me before you left. But she said, Robbie, I had to ask my husband. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. So she's actually, I think it's been about 3 weeks, she's actually flying back this Friday to pick this dog up, but the house cert has stressed me out so much, like you have 10 days and stuff has to come from overnight mail, from the USDA, and yeah, I didn't know how hard it was to get dogs from, but it's kind of cool because this dog's a spicy chihuahua and it probably wouldn't have got adopted here. And so now it's going to the Netherlands and it's going to have a pretty awesome life. I have a spay and neuter clinic tomorrow, partnering with the city of Bakersfield and CurrentSafe and SNP. While some of the team will be at the spay and neuter clinic, I'm going to be with Michelle. We're going to be going into, we try to find areas in Kern County that, and it's kind of hard, that city and county are very close. And we go, Nick's been out there with us a few times. We go knock on doors or we talk to people. Sometimes nobody's out and we just pass out flyers for spay and neuter. So with the county, the city, and a lot of different organizations, we're really targeting low income areas for spay and neuter. So that's pretty much what I'll be working on right now.
I'm sure there's other things, but that's part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Can I ask a question? So, SOS, I know it's dogs that in the clinic, so do you welcome cats as well?
Absolutely. Yes. I think on a normal clinic, I think almost, is it fair to say about 40% of it is cats? 40%, so 60% dogs, part, because that's how SNP operates. They have a
point system.
Yeah, and they have kennels, so they can only fit the exact number. So, yeah, we do ferals too.
Good.
I actually went out last week and caught my first ferals. That was an interesting scenario. So I was getting into the cat side of things. So, yeah.
Get well in class.
Yeah, I was using traps. They get pretty mad when the gate goes down.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. All right, really good. I have a few events to report. My daughter has been working in crypto for the last 5 or 6 years, been living in Manhattan. She's relocating out to Newport, and she works in crypto, a full-time job, but part-time she's an animal activist, and she works for a rescue, doing things whatever they need to have done. And she was here this last couple weeks ago, and she asked me if I would help her put a meeting together with Nick Cullen, because she wanted to brainstorm with him on how to help actually a nonprofit I'd never heard of, and I should have known about it, but I never have, Bakersfield Pet Food Pantry. I wasn't familiar with it. And so we had the meeting with Nick, and it was really good. And then on the following Saturday, which was the same date as the mega adoption event, I went over there and helped out too at 10 a.m. on a Saturday. They give out food every other Saturday, and they run out most of the time. And they seem to run out of cat food more than they do dog food. And they have a pretty good system, though. The people that come in, they already know, they've already been vetted, and they know that, you know, if they meet the income requirements or lack thereof, and how many pounds of food they get, and they weigh it if they need to. Pretty well organized. So I did that, and it was really interesting. So we're going to start donating to that group. And then I went to the mega adoption event, and that was, well, attended 2,000 people. Nick's right about that. It was a lot of people there. And I'm sure we did a lot of great things. So it was a great event, and I know it was a lot of work putting it together. So that's pretty much it for the commissioner announcements and reports. I'm going to move on to new business. We're just about finished up here. The discussion is, do we want to have a meeting in December? Typically we don't, but there needs to be a discussion about it. And do we have to take a vote on it?
Mm-hmm.
We do? Okay. So does anybody want to have a meeting in December, or do you prefer not to? I prefer not to, only because that's been our tradition for the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to discuss it. So we do need to vote on it. So all in favor of canceling the December meeting and then re-adjourning in January.
So it falls on the 17th.
It would have been the 17th.
Following Thursday is Christmas.
Yeah, it's a little tight. So All in favor of holding the next meeting in January.
Aye.
Okay, good. Motion passes. So our next meeting is next year, January 21st, Wednesday, 2026. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much, and this meeting is adjourned.